Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I began this week, Jesus and Jonah. And believe it or not, there's actually a comparison that could be made between these two individuals. In fact, he was the only prophet that Jesus ever specifically referred to by himself. I mean, he compares himself to Jonah. And let me just share, I shared a couple passages, one in Luke, the 11th chapter, verses 29 through 32. But I'll read again the parallel passage found in Matthew, the 12th chapter, verses 38 through 41. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he, Jesus, answered and said, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. So there were three main thoughts expressed in those two parallel scriptures. He was talking, Jesus, about an evil and adulterous generation, and Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites. Obviously, he was literally vomited up on dry land by this whale or big fish. And then thirdly, the sign of the prophet Jonas. As Jonas was a sign to the Ninevites, so Christ was a sign to this generation, and in fact, all the succeeding generations. And so let's take a little bit of time now and look at the sign of the prophet Jonas. The sign of the prophet Jonas that Jesus referred to was fulfilled in part by Jesus's preaching to a wicked and adulterous generation, just as Jonah had done to the Ninevites. Jesus was saying, there shall be no sign given. He was demonstrating that the religious leaders had already decided to reject him. He knew this. And for him to fulfill this sign, as he made his comparison with the prophet Jonas, he would have to be rejected, which was the case. Even though he healed and taught multitudes, he was rejected, and he would be killed on the cross. He would be basically murdered. He would die and be buried, which, of course, in fact, that is exactly what happened. And so the sign of the prophet Jonas is we see Jesus comparing himself to Jonah, who spent 3 days in the belly of a whale. So Jonah is a sign of Christ. And how can we make that comparison? Jesus made that comparison. Well, he is like Jonah in his sacrifice. Basically, Jonah suffered when he did not obey the Lord, being with the first call of his, and then, of course, in his burial, if you will, in the belly of the fish, and then in his conscious activity in the place of death, and in, if you will, his resurrection. Although it's apparent, if he did die, the Lord's resurrected him, but he was 3 days and three nights. I can't imagine what that would be like, but at any rate, it was a factual story. So in his sacrifice, Jonah was willing, when in that first chapter of Jonah, I won't turn to it, but remember he tried to flee, and all of a sudden there was a great storm, and the sailors were very superstitious. They began to pray to their gods, but they couldn't find Jonah. They knew he was there. He was down below sleeping, and they woke him up and they said, don't you care that we perish? And they said, pray to your God. And he actually was honest, he was truthful, and he was willing to sacrifice himself, saving the men aboard ship to appease the God that he served. He said, I am a Hebrew that serves the creator of heaven and earth. He allowed himself to be thrown overboard, and he could have lied, he could have just never mentioned anything, but he was truthful because he knew that this storm, because he had disobeyed God and was running from God, he knew that all the lives aboard ship would be lost if he didn't do something, if he didn't fess up, and so he was willing to do that. In fact, he said, throw me overboard, and when that happened, the sea ceased from her raging. So God, as far as the sailors, God had accepted the offering. It verified the truth of what Jonah had been saying, and it said they greatly feared the Lord. So what a picture we have here of one greater than Jonah, who willingly left the glories of heaven and offered himself a sacrifice for many, that through his terrible suffering and death, others might be saved. In the storm and tempest, what do we see? We see the wrath and judgment of God being poured out, if you will, because of sin. And we will see that. I mean, the book of Revelation talks about the bowls and the vials and the judgments of God that come on the world. And in spite of the miraculous sign, in fact, there's even an angel preaching the good news of the gospel, and men still harden their hearts and they turn away from God. Man's disobedience is the sin of disobedience, which was the very first sin. By one's man's disobedience in Adam, many were made sinners. But in Jonah's disobedience, we see that his running away threatened the lives of all aboard ship. So what was the remedy? There had to be a sacrifice, and it was the sacrifice of the prophet Jonah. And what a striking illustration of the great prophet, that great prophet Jesus, who took the place of the disobedient. He took our place. He took your place. He took my place. Because what did God tell Adam and Eve? He said, if you eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. And when they did, they immediately knew what the truth of what God had been saying. They were severed in their relationship with God. In fact, they hid from God. They knew, their conscience smote them. They knew what was going on. God called out to them, Adam, where are you? They had fellowshiped every day as they walked in the cool of the garden. And they knew, and because of that sacrifice or that disobedience, God said you would die. Well, he expelled them from the garden. They didn't die immediately, but surely they did experience that the fate of all mankind, which is death. But only in Jesus, who was willing to pay that price for all those who could not. Our Jesus, he came as a lamb to the slaughter. He allowed himself, think of this, to be cast out of fellowship with his Father, the glories of heaven. And those last terrible moments as he hung on the cruel cross, remember what he said? Even then, God, he had always known the presence and fellowship of the Father. He called out and said, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? Jesus allowed himself to be cast out into the storm as Jonah did. The storm of God's wrath. He was our sinless substitute. He had done no evil. There was no sin in him, and he paid the ultimate price. There's no greater love than a man would lay down his life for his friends. He did that for us, beloved, that judgment would be averted and that many precious souls would be saved. And everyone who will call upon the name of the Lord, the scriptures say, shall be saved. So Jonah is indeed a sign of Christ in his sacrifice. It was a selfless thing that he did to be willing to be basically murdered, thrown overboard. He was, you know, in the middle of the ocean, for heaven's sakes. He was consigning himself to death. And we're making a comparison now of what Jesus said, that Jonah was a sign of Christ. He was also a sign of Christ in his burial. Let's go on. Jonah was cast forth from the ship, right? And so was Jesus cast out by his brethren, those who should have known the most, those who were the Pharisees, the Sadducees, who were the priests. They studied the scriptures. They knew there was talk of a Messiah. They must not have read Isaiah very carefully. They led him outside of the city and then put him to a shameful death. Jonah was buried in the heart of the sea for 3 days and three nights. Christ was buried in the heart of the earth. The heart of the earth means more than just a rock-hewn sepulcher. It implied, as he said in those parallel scriptures, descent into Hades, the world of the dead, which was popularly believed to be far below the surface of the earth. Well, my time is gone, and with the Lord's help, we will conclude this message on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join me. If at any time you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcasts, and they are archived there for your convenience. And as always, I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, there are many challenges in the world in which we're living, and you may be going through a hard time, or you may be doing well, but you've got loved ones, people that you know that are struggling. Write them down, their names, and I'll pray whatever the needs are. And I'll confirm your letter if you send it in by email. If you share your mailing address, I'll respond by a personal letter. Praise God. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.